Chapter 6, Stinky Squirrels. Friday. As soon as I got to school, Zara flew over to me. She did not look happy. I checked those photos I took off of the old oak tree, but I can't see Baxter in them. I guess I was too far away. Sorry, Eva. That's okay. Thanks for trying. Then we had a science lesson. We used magnifying glasses to look really close at leaves, rocks, and bugs. Suddenly, Zara hooted. Everyone turned to look. I just used the magnifying glass to look at my photos. And Eva, look! There he was, really tiny at the back of Zara's photo. My little Baxter. But who's that with him? It looks like a squirrel. I knew it. Those stinky squirrels did have something to do with Baxter going missing. I was super angry, and I couldn't stop talking about it all day. As we were leaving school, Zach spoke up first. Nothing, all squirrels are bad, Eva. I used to have a pet squirrel named Harley. He was lovely. It's true, Eva. Squirrels can be nice and cute. You shouldn't blame them before we know what actually happened. I couldn't believe what Lucy said next. Baxter likes to chase squirrels as much as they like to chase him. So whatever happened is probably as much Baxter's fault as the squirrels. It's not Baxter's fault that he's missing. It's the squirrels' fault. I felt bad for yelling. I was just so worried about Baxter. I kept talking about the squirrels during dinner. Then I was going to sleep, Humphrey flashed through the door. Hey, it's true what your friends said. Squirrels can be cool. But they smell and steal. They steal our food. Hey, watch. It's smelly. Sleep well. Okay, if you say so, Stink comes. Diary, I'm still sure the squirrels have done something to Baxter. What if they led him off into the woods and he got lost? Why, what else? He's still be missing.